Rivers have always been the lifeblood of civilizations, shaping landscapes, economies, and entire ways of life. We often admire their mighty flows and winding courses, but beneath the surface lies another story, one of depth, mystery, and untold secrets. Some rivers plunge to staggering depths, carving through the earth, and holding ancient ecosystems that remain largely unexplored. In this video, we're diving into the 10 deepest rivers in the world, uncovering what lurks beneath their waters and the incredible stories they tell. Which river holds the crown as the deepest on Earth? Stick around to find out. The Mississippi River, USA. One of the most iconic rivers in the world, the Mississippi River. You've heard the name. You've seen it on maps. And if you live in the US, you've probably crossed it at some point. This river runs approximately 2,340 miles, 3,766 kilometers, from Minnesota all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Nicknamed the Father of Waters, the Mississippi isn't just long, it's deep. At its deepest point, near Algiers Point in New Orleans, it plunges to 200 feet, 61 meters. That's about the height of a 20-story building. This depth, combined with its massive tributary system, has made it a lifeline for trade and transportation for centuries. Even today, the Mississippi is a key player in the U.S. economy. Ports along its banks handle billions of tons of cargo each year, moving goods across the country and beyond. But beyond commerce, its depths also hide shipwrecks, forgotten history, and a thriving underwater ecosystem. The Hudson River, USA. Coming in at number 9 is a river that has seen it all, from early explorers and booming trade to modern-day tourism and city skylines. The Hudson River isn't just another waterway, it's a piece of American history flowing right through the heart of New York. Stretching 315 miles, 507 kilometers, from the Adirondack Mountains down to New York Harbor, the Hudson has been a lifeline for centuries. It was first navigated by English explorer Henry Hudson in the early 1600s while he was searching for a shortcut to Asia. Spoiler alert, he didn't find it, but what he did find was a river that would become one of the most important in the United States. Now let's talk about depth. The Hudson isn't just famous for its scenic views and iconic landmarks, it's deep. In some areas, this river plunges to a staggering 216 feet, 66 meters. This depth has made it a key transportation route for centuries, allowing massive cargo ships to travel inland with ease. But the Hudson is more than just a trade highway. It's a cultural icon. This river flows past some of the most breathtaking landscapes in the country, from the lush Hudson Valley to the towering skyscrapers of New York City. Its deep water harbor has helped shape NYC into a global powerhouse of commerce, business, and culture. The St. Lawrence River, Canada and USA. Now, if you thought the Hudson or Mississippi were deep, wait until we talk about the St. Lawrence River, the deepest river in North America. This isn't just any river, it's a lifeline for trade, a marvel of engineering, and a hotspot for marine life all rolled into one. Stretching 1,197 miles, 1,928 kilometers, from Lake Ontario to the Gulf of St. Lawrence, this river connects the heart of North America to the Atlantic Ocean. It's essentially the continent's highway to the world, making it one of the most important trade routes on Earth. The St. Lawrence doesn't just move goods, it moves big goods. With depths reaching 250 feet, 76 meters in certain areas, it's deep enough to handle massive cargo ships with ease. To put that into perspective, the deepest part of the St. Lawrence is actually deeper than the Channel Tunnel, the famous underwater tunnel connecting the UK and France. The Yellow River, China. Next, we head to East Asia to explore the legendary Yellow River, China's second longest river at 3,395 miles, 5,464 kilometers, and the sixth longest in the world. Originating in the Bayanhar Mountains, it has been a vital force in Chinese history, nurturing early dynasties, fueling agriculture, and serving as a key trade route. While it has supported life, it's also infamous for devastating floods. The river's depth reaches up to 262 feet, 80 meters in some areas, and its signature, golden brown hue, comes from the silt carried from the Loess Plateau, creating fertile plains for agriculture. The Mekong River, Southeast Asia. Coming in at number 6 is the Mekong River, often called Southeast Asia's lifeblood. Stretching 2,703 miles, 4,350 kilometers, from the Tibetan Plateau through China, Myanmar, Laos, Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam, the Mekong is more than just a river. It's a crucial highway, food source, and economic powerhouse, supporting millions of people. While its depth varies, the Mekong plunges to an impressive 328 feet, 100 meters in some sections, equivalent to a 30-story building submerged underwater. This depth makes it vital for transportation, farming, and fishing, key to the economies it sustains. But what really sets the Mekong apart is its mind-blowing biodiversity. With over 1,200 fish species, it ranks second only to the Amazon in freshwater biodiversity. Among these species is the Mekong giant catfish, a freshwater giant that can grow up to 10 feet, 3 meters long, and weigh over 600 pounds, 272 kilograms, larger than a grizzly bear. The Amazon River, South America. At number 5, we have the Amazon River, known for its vast size and biodiversity. Stretching 4,345 miles, 7,062 kilometers, across Peru, Colombia, and Brazil, it carries more water than the next 7 largest rivers combined. Though famous for its width, its depth is just as impressive, reaching up to 328 feet, 100 meters, near its mouth. The Amazon is home to over 3,000 fish species, including piranhas and the giant arapaima, as well as the rare pink river dolphin. Its rich ecosystem supports jaguars, anacondas, and colorful birds. For thousands of years, the river has been crucial for human survival, providing food, transportation, and trade for indigenous communities. Today, it remains a lifeline for millions and a global ecotourism hotspot. The Zambezi River, Africa. At number 4, we have the mighty Zambezi River, stretching 1,599 miles, 2,574 kilometers, across 6 African countries. It's not just its length that stands out. It's the incredible power and beauty this river brings. The Zambezi is most famous for Victoria Falls, one of the 7 natural wonders of the world, where the river drops over 350 feet, 108 meters, into the Batoka Gorge, creating a stunning mist and rainbow, earning the name the Smoke That Thunders. But Victoria Falls is just the beginning. In some sections, like the Batoka Gorge, the Zambezi plunges to depths of 381 feet, 120 meters, creating dramatic landscapes and vital ecosystems. The river is home to over 200 species of fish, including the fierce tigerfish, and supports wildlife like crocodiles, hippos, elephants, and antelope. The Zambezi is a true natural treasure, teeming with life and breathtaking scenery. The Danube River, Europe. At number 3, we have the Danube River, which may not be the longest river in Europe, that's the Volga, but it more than makes up for it in depth, history, and significance. Stretching 1,770 miles, 2,850 kilometers, from Germany's Black Forest to the Black Sea, the Danube flows through 10 countries: Germany, Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, Croatia, Serbia, Romania, Bulgaria, Moldova, and Ukraine, connecting a vast swath of Europe. The Danube's deepest point reaches an impressive 584 feet, 178 meters, creating diverse habitats for wildlife. It's not just a river, it's a historical and cultural force, having shaped European civilization from the Roman Empire to the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Today, it remains a key economic and environmental artery, supporting trade, cooperation, and environmental protection across the continent. The Yangtze River, China. At number two, we have the Yangtze River, the longest river in China and the third longest in the world, stretching 3,915 miles, 6,300 kilometers, from the Tibetan Plateau to the East China Sea. This monumental river is a geographical force, shaping China's landscape for millennia. The Yangtze isn't just long, it's deep, plunging up to 656 feet, 200 meters in parts, particularly in the Three Gorges region. These dramatic depths, along with the river's breathtaking landscapes, contribute to some of China's most iconic scenery. It's home to a rich ecosystem, including endangered species like the Chinese sturgeon and the Yangtze finless porpoise. Beyond its natural beauty, the Yangtze plays a crucial role in China's economy, culture, and biodiversity. Its depths and mysterious underwater zones highlight the river's powerful and enduring presence. The Congo River, Africa, the deepest river in the world. At number one, we have the Congo River, the deepest river on the planet, reaching depths of over 720 feet, 220 meters, stretching 2,920 miles, 4,700 kilometers. It's the second longest river in Africa, and a geological wonder that has shaped the land and ecosystems of Central Africa. The Congo's incredible depth, created by steep gorges and underwater canyons, supports unique aquatic life and diverse species found nowhere else. This river flows through dense rainforests, home to gorillas, elephants, and bonobos, making it a biodiversity hotspot. Beyond its physical power, the Congo is crucial for millions of people. It's a vital trade route, transportation link, and water source for communities across nine countries. The Congo isn't just a river, it's the lifeblood of the region, shaping both the land and the culture of Central Africa. Thanks for watching. Please like the video, press the subscribe button, and also drop your thoughts in the comment section.